California's prison sentencing laws are among the toughest in the nation. Corrections experts say they're also a significant factor in the overcrowding at the state's 33 prisons. KPBS's Dwayne Brown has the story.
This thing has just tore my family apart.
Mae Tucker calls it an ungodly law. Her son Antoine is serving 35 years to life under three strikes. She says Antoine was depressed after losing a friend and uncle to murder. He even tried to kill himself. He was on the verge of being evicted from his apartment when he decided to rob someone.
They gave my son two strikes at once on that.
California voters passed the three strikes law in the spring of 1994. The rationale was to keep repeat violent offenders off the street and away from the public. The law requires a minimum of 25 years to life for three-time offenders who commit serious or violent crimes, but Tucker says her son never had trouble with the law. She claims he was falsely accused of a second robbery.
The only reason they allowed this to go to trial was because they said that he was close to the crime scene. But my son said he was nowhere near that crime scene. And when we finally got the GPS log, it backs up what my son says, but they won't give us the radio log because we want to see exactly what that officer was saying, because we really believe that once we get that radio log, it's going to prove that that officer actually wasn't telling the truth about the situation.
Her son Antoine ended up at Corcoran State Prison, one of the toughest in California. It's also where serial killer Charles Manson is housed. Since the passage of three strikes, San Diego County has been one of the toughest enforcers. Prosecutors say they're responding to the will of the people, where 75% of voters approved of the law, pursuing life terms for petty thieves as well as violent thugs.
You've got people in prison for stealing a pizza, for stealing wooden pallets, for taking a beer and then not being able to pay for it. Those are life sentence offenses, as ridiculous as it may sound.
Leo McElroy says it's all about politics. He led the fight against the three strikes law. He says the prison population today is double the system's capacity, and that's made it tougher to manage and pay for because the state is overloaded with aging prisoners.
A friend of mine who was a former Republican leader in the legislature told me recently that he believes his party has been drunk for years on the heroin of tough on crime, and it is an addiction that is not limited to Republicans by any means.
California's overall crime rate started falling even before three strikes was passed. In fact, it was down 10% between 1991 and 1994. Crime fell another 40% after three strikes, but the reduction appears to be part of a national trend. McElroy remembers the push for determinate sentencing before three strikes. The idea was the time should fit the crime.
Determinate sentencing was put in order to be fair. The problem is the legislature then jumped on it and began kicking those sentences up and up and up, and then three strikes became the ultimate kick upward.
So do you think this will probably end up back in the hands of voters?
I think it will. I think it has to get back to the hands of voters. And I'm really concerned what the impact will be. It's very difficult to get voters to say this is something that we're willing to reform, even if it means letting some people out of prison.
Mae Tucker would rather see the law repealed than reformed, but she says one good thing has come of it. Her family is closer than ever, and both of her daughters are considering law degrees. Dwayne Brown, KPBS News.